For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. South Carolina and the country was shocked June 17th when a young white supremacist allegedly shot and killed 9 black worshipers and wounded another at Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church. The families of the slain drew the admiration of a nation when they forgave alleged shooter Dylan Roof for the murders of their loved ones. The incident set off a national discussion of race in America, as exemplified by the PBS special America After Charleston, hosted by PBS anchor Gwen Ifill from Charleston's historic Circular Congregational Church. This conversation was not the first. The Charleston special came roughly a year after a similar program about the Troubles in Ferguson, Missouri. 6 months have passed since the horror in Charleston. To get a feel for how the events of the summer had affected people beyond the initial shock, South Carolina Public Radio talked with high school students around the Palmetto State about their memories of that day, to get their perspectives on the killings, the removal of the Confederate flag from the State House grounds, and the state of relations between the races in South Carolina. We asked the students their feelings about the shootings. Blakely Epps, an African-American and a senior at Bishop England High School in Charleston, said that despite the tragedy of that day,
I think that the shooting itself showed how us as a city and a state, how we are more prone to come together as a people and put race aside and stuff like that. I think it shows that we are a more closer-knit state when it comes to race than what may be thought of us.
Joe Delaney, president of the student council at Spartanburg High, agreed.
It seemed like rather than pulling ourselves apart, we kind of came together instead of, you know, how racial tensions usually drive people apart, like in Ferguson or Baltimore. But it seems like South Carolina as a state came together and really faced the issue and really just resolved it in a peaceful way.
Following the killings, the Confederate flag, long a source of debate in the state, was removed from the grounds of the State House, keeping the murders and the subject of race in America in the forefront of the American consciousness. Several students weighed in on the issue of the flag's removal. Delaney was in favor of taking down the emblem.
It seems like we should have done it a long time ago, but we just kind of put it off and put it off, and then when it finally became an issue, it kind of, you know, blew up on national news. It seems like it was a symbol of kind of changing with the times and becoming a more, not modernized state, but like an accepting state and not a former Confederate state flying a Confederate flag, which doesn't put on a great image. So taking it down was definitely a good idea.
Delaney's fellow Spartanburg High student Liza Bishop was a bit more skeptical of the reasons for removing the flag.
I think that people are stirring the pot. I think that people are bringing up racist stuff because they just want to stir something up. I think it was the right thing to do to take it down, but I don't believe that it meant anything for us as a state, for what we believe in.
Logan Lesk of Bishop England felt a bit differently than her peers.
I felt that its removal wasn't necessary. I mean, it represents slavery, but that's not everything it represented. It represented the South and being able to be connected on one idea. That's America. That's how we are. We can have our opinions. So I don't think that its removal really was necessary.
Her friend Blakely Epps agreed with having a right to one's opinions, but put his feelings this way.
I understand wanting to have something to be proud of as a Southerner. I mean, I get that. I feel the same way. I'm proud to be a Southerner. But I don't think you should be celebrating the South as a divided nation. So, I mean, I don't see where the Confederate flag fits in a nation that should be together.
Asked what has changed since the shootings, Javian Simpson of Dutch Fork High School near Columbia saw a silver lining to the crime's dark cloud.
I think more people are coming together, and that's what I like. I enjoy all races being together because we all live in one country. I think it's important for everybody to get along, because maybe one day you might need that person and the other person might need you.
Bishop England's Logan Lesk has high hopes for the future of race relations in South Carolina and the nation. She admits that she herself has room to improve, but feels the end result will be worth the effort.
I hope that we don't continue to think stereotypical things about individuals, because when I see somebody with a different ethnicity, I think this, I think this. And I want to be able to not think that anymore. And it's hard. It's really hard when everyone else is thinking the same thing. But I want us and everyone to be able to look at everyone the same.
Asked his sense of race relations in South Carolina today, Epp said he thought they were pretty good.
I can honestly say I've never come across anybody of any race just blatantly being racist. I think more so in South Carolina than just pure racism, like hatred. It's just honestly what I would just call like ignorance and like being so caught up in your world that you don't see what's harming and what's not good for the other.
On the question of what young people can do to improve race relations, he said people need to take an honest look at themselves and the people around them and realize there really is no difference.
What is the difference? Like, okay, I have a different pigmentation to you than you. That's literally the only difference. I may sound different than you or whatever, but that's cultural differences. That's just upbringing, stuff like that. But what makes me different as a human being? Literally nothing. So it's a level of consciousness that I think we need to gain. It's not so much like, oh, we need to do this, this, and this to make this race happy, stuff like that. It's just a level of consciousness that everyone needs to gain.
Simpson of Dutch Fork reflected on what could be a good first step to improve race relations. He concluded that it could start with the simple act of making friends with different people.
I have a lot of Caucasian friends. I have Hispanic friends, Black friends, Asian friends. I don't really see myself as an example of like the focal point of everybody coming together in unison. I just see myself as an individual who has found friends in all ethnicities, and that's what I believe everybody should do.
More feelings and observations on the Charleston shootings and race relations in the state will be heard from South Carolina's young people in part two of our conversation coming up tomorrow. This report also can be heard at southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.